Welcome to the Survive to Thrive Radio Network at www.survive2thrive.net. Times are getting tough for most of us, and being prepared has never been more important. All of our hosts strive to keep you well informed so that you can achieve optimum health in all areas of your life. If you feel that the shows and website are informative, please share this information with your friends and family. If you would like to see certain topics covered, please let us know. Join us on Facebook to help spread the word. You can find the link at the bottom right of the Survive to Thrive homepage. EnerHealth Botanicals is the sole sponsor for this network, providing you not only with important information, but also with highly effective products that produce real results, such as EnerFood, coconut milk powder, liver cleanse, Coco Mojo, Silymarin, NutriCafe, and introducing the new 40-day, 40-night organic preparedness pail. A preparedness supply unlike any other on the market today. Supporting EnerHealth supports both this network and your own health. Without good health, we go nowhere. Go to survivetothrive.net and click on the EnerHealth banner on the top right for automatic discounts, or call them at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. You can also go to their website at www.enerfood.com. That's E-N-E-R, F like Frank, O-O-D like dog.com, enerfood.com. A big thank you to all of our listeners already taking the products that EnerHealth offers. We truly appreciate it. We thank you for your support and encourage you to listen often to stay informed during these crucial times.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Hawk coming to you live. It is 2/21/2019. Live show. A lot going on. And I'm telling you what, ladies and gentlemen, everything that is needed to go to war in or with Venezuela and or Cuba is already in motion and available and on the scene, so to speak. And I'm going to tell you this. Everything's on standby. Everything is at the ready. That would be air assets, naval assets. And these are not necessarily in position right off the coast, or is there a such and such and in one certain spot, or no, but it's there quickly. Because unlike for naval vessels, unlike what they tell you, 33 knots or 40 knots is not the true real speed of a carrier group, okay? Now, you could be somewhere else, and if you could go closer to 100 knots or something like that with a nuclear engine, you see? Nuclear-powered carrier, then you can get somewhere fairly quickly. Now, not all the ships can go that quickly, but if you've got air assets already positioned to where they could impact Venezuela, Colombian border, Brazilian border, all of that kind of a thing, and Cuba, then you can see it. Now, let's just suffice to say, I told you last week, I tried to be, I have some idea of what's kind of going on, you know, for on the backside, but I just trying to leave it up to, you know what I'm saying, not talk about it too much. But all I can tell you is that everything, every asset that would be needed from a briar patch standpoint, from a special operations inside Venezuela kind of standpoint, it's already there. It's been there. It's been there. Drinking the beer, eating the shrimp. You know what I'm saying? At the ready, ready to go. Been there. You got CI trained Guaido is going to act here and is going to the border, apparently, to try to bring in aid. And they desperately need aid. They have a country that's starving. We've been watching them starve for the last several years. I mean, whole families have left and gone, and the ones that can't, I mean, I've seen the pictures. You've seen them of all the, you know, 2 years ago, all of the people were in lines looking for food, and now they're talking about how many pounds they lose in a year and how their teeth fall out and how they're getting desperate and, you know, all of the different items. And whoa, I'll tell you what. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. Well, that doesn't say that there isn't going to be any war, does it? For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. That's out of Matthew 24, isn't it? Now, what's interesting is that in 2004, Brother Quayle and I, when he brought me up as a guest and he said, Hawk, tell me what you see coming up in the future and tell me what you're thinking about it. We've been talking about it, you and I, of all the different hot spots in the world and how they might unfold. And I had been really given my vision from the Archangel Michael and from the Lord, and I was given information, and then I was seeing that it lie within Ezekiel 38, 39, Matthew 24, Luke 21, and all of the items I've been talking to you about ever since. And why am I talking to you about them? Because the Lord has put it on my heart to get you prepared. Hawk, you're supposed to strike blows against the enemies of Lord Jesus. And secondarily, warn thy remnant of what is to come and how to prepare. And oh, I thank the Lord as a watchman that you, many of you, have listened so much and have gotten much better prepared as best you can. And many of you still are working at it. And God, I love you so much because you're hearing what I got to say. Now, not everybody does. But this show, I've tried to make sure that everybody that the Lord wants to hear the word, hears the word. But you got to have eyes to see and ears to hear. Now, there's power in the blood of Jesus. And that is the thing that will save you if you're going to be saved here. Or if you should lose your life in what is getting ready to come upon this planet and in space and on other planets, if you're going to be saved from that, you're going to have to be covered by the blood of Jesus and have repented of your sin and ask Lord Jesus to come into your heart to be your Savior, because that's what's going to do it. Because if you do that, you will have everlasting life with them in heaven. So you're either going to get to stay and in those. You see, here's what Jesus said in Matthew 24 again. Verse 12, and because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. And when ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet stand in the holy place, then let them which be in Judea flee into the mountains. Let him which is on the housetop not come down to take anything out of his house, neither let him which is in the field return back to take his clothes. And woe unto them that are with child, and to them that give suck in those days. But pray ye that your flight be not in the winter, and neither on the Sabbath day. For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. On the Sabbath day. Well, that would be Saturday, wouldn't it? It's the original Sabbath, right? Well, isn't that the 23rd? Oh, I tell you what, I pray that it isn't on this Sabbath day. I pray that it's not in the winter here. But I'm telling you is that I would be remiss if I did not let you know all naval assets that are needed to fight in Venezuela and Cuba are in position. All air assets that are be needed to fight in that theater are in position and on call. All troops, and approximately I think we have up to 15,000 troops on standby right now. 5,000 at least in Colombia, but more than that on call for that. Now, at the same time, we're not just playing there because we've got all kind of U.S. military vehicles, trainloads of being seen on trains in Slovakia. You have the Donald Cook, the USS Donald Cook, and how we remember that going back into the Black Sea, an Arleigh Burke class destroyer. And you remember what it was famous for a few years ago? When they were in the Black Sea, the Donald Cook and the Russian, either Sukhoi, I believe, or MiG, I believe it was the Sukhoi, flew over the USS Donald Cook, Arleigh Burke class Aegis destroyer with all the highest tech and defensive systems and radars and what have you. And you remember that the Russians flew over, flipped some switch, and all power went out on the Donald Cook. All of it went out just down to emergency lights, no fire control, nothing. Dead duck in the water. And they finally got it to where it could limp out of the Black Sea. And after that cruise, a whole lot of people left the Navy that were on that vessel. Now, they must think, if they're sending it back up into the gut of Russia again, into the Black Sea, and incidentally, that vessel would have missiles on it, tipped possibly with some of the good stuff, or the bad stuff, depending on how you look at it. Nuclear tip would not be unusual to see something that might be available, because you've also, whenever you've got these things, you have submarines that are also navigating in the same vicinity and playing games down below. But you got cruise missiles and things like that can go whoosh, whoosh, whoosh. And then now in advance of that, or in the trailing of that, I guess you have, according to some reports, Ukrainian vessels going back into the Kerch Strait, where the Russians the last time confronted them and they all got in a little dust up and kept those ships. But now that the Donald Cook has gone through, let us hope that the Russians still do not have the ability to turn that ship off, or like they also, them or the Red Chinese who they gave the technology to turn off those ships, if you recall, the other Arleigh class destroyers that were involved in collisions, you know, in the Pacific Ocean with the, you know, the container ship that just turned a U-turn, you know, Louis U-turn and came back and smacked into it, right into the radio man and computer and Aegis, you know, firing group's crew quarters. If you recall that, remember, Tanya? And then we had the other one where it got hit by another ship. We've had about three or four that have had some kind of a thing altering the computerization and the defensive systems and the fire controls and also the vessel controls of the vessel itself, the engine speed and distance and the steering. All done by either Russia or the Red Chinese. And you see, some of those things that Russia had initially originated with the Iranians. And the Russians then came in and overtook that and put a lot of more money into it and then further developed it and took that. The Iranians have that technology as well. And right now, they are in a massive drill with their navy, from the Persian Gulf to the edge of the Indian Ocean, loaded for eagles, if you want to know what I mean. So we have a strong possibility. It's a strong possibility that we might go to war this weekend. Possible. Some probability. They're trying to get the American aid packages, which is food and water purification and medicines and blankets and sanitary stuff and all kind of things that are necessary for a population that's been totally devastated and traumatized through famine, pestilences, you see. All of that is ongoing right now in a lot of places. So consequently, I'm telling you that there's a strong possibility and some probability that we may go to war because they're saying that they're going to do something that might happen by the 23rd. Because they're going to try to have Guaido move that aid over the border into Venezuela from Colombia. And try to take people to do it. And I guess some of that has already started to happen. Not with U.S. aid, but other people's aid. And I guess that there have been some military, Venezuelan military, who have tried to get in and take those vehicles over and take the people out or trying to move them into Venezuela. We've got the airspace out of the Dutch Antilles, you know, Curacao, Aruba, etc., is all closed into Venezuela. You have the situation where you have the Russians on La Orquilla Island, Isla La Orquilla, which is the presidential island, which also means there are Russian subs in the deep old water sub pens underneath that island that old Hawk told you about years ago. And after he told you about it, the U.S. Navy sent Patriot Orions over it. That was before the Poseidon or whatever they call them now. The Patriot Orion over it, and the Venezuelan military air traffic controller said, do you need some help steering? You are flying over La Orquilla, the presidential island, the sovereign territory of Venezuela. And do you need escort by our jets to remove you from the area? Oh, no. We've drifted over. Bop, 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 bop. Well, they were looking with all their sensors and all their stuff to see what was there. And I'm going to tell you what, nobody's ever told old Hawks he's a bull of crap on that one, let me tell you. Because they were there. And those were old Nazi sub pens that the Russians are using. And then, of course, the Russians have got the Cubans all amped back up and back in shape. And their stuff is all over now. The Russian stuff's all over in the Caribbean and, you know, the Atlantic, South Atlantic there, you know, and all of that. And the Red Chinese are in all these other ports in South America where they hold sway with their trade. Ladies and gentlemen, I just have a feeling in my spirit somehow that if war does break out, that we're going to see war come to town in the United States. Putin has already threatened to utilize the new weapons he's got, the hypersonic weapons. And he's already talked about targeting decision-making centers in the United States if necessary, and if there is a war that breaks out. Also has the underwater, huge, nuclear-capable devices. They're drones. Undersea nuclear drones are operational.
Now, I heard yesterday from the experts, the so-called analysts at the Pentagon and in the think tanks, and what you do, they think all this is a sort of bluster, blah, 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 blah.
Well, then why were they able to turn off the Donald Cook stuff years ago? Why were they able to then delay the cruise of an entire carrier group out of Virginia at that time because the admiral had been out on sea trials, the initial shakedown cruises, in a drill a week or two prior, when in that drill, a French submarine in the drill was able to take out the entire carrier group. And he went back to the drawing board and said, you better fix all of this Aegis stuff and all of these new defensive controls of all the firing systems and all of the missile systems and whatever that are protecting this carrier group. And if you recall back then, old Hawk told you that then they delayed sailing, that admiral did, until they would fix the stuff. And then they took off to go to the United Kingdom, and they had to limp in into the UK because their systems kept going offline after they were in contact with overflights by Russian stuff. Do you remember the Russians also flying their blackjack bombers along the coast of the West Coast a number of years back, and all of a sudden they turned off LAX. They turned up the different airports in the United Kingdom and in Ireland. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, I just don't know exactly where we're going to go. And now the old wags always say, well, we'll see, Hawk. Yeah. Well, suppose you see, and it actually happens. All I can do is to give you the warning from the Watchman's Wall, and then let you do with it as you will, because I'm not going to have the blood on my hands. I'm going to tell you the best I can as the Lord has directed me and shown me. But the Poseidon Russian giant drone can carry a warhead up to 200 megatons. They can sink an entire carrier group or more, be it, believe me. And if you shot it right on in to, I don't know, Hampton Roads, you know, Virginia Beach, you shot it right on in to New Orleans or Houston or, you know, the Houston Ship Channel, or you popped it into L.A. or into down the Juan de Fuca Strait, you see, up into Seattle or into New York City. You see, you could do a lot of damage quick. You know, right in through, in the, you know, Washington, D.C., Baltimore, that area. 200 megaton would be something else. You could also create tidal waves with it, couldn't you? And if they blew Cumbre Vieja, as Brother Quail was talking about again yesterday, because we've had some quakes in the Canaries. You remember years ago I told you if they blow the Cumbre Vieja shelf, drops into the ocean. And do you remember back then that we had an underwater team of SEALs, I believe special operations people, but SEALs in particular at that time, fighting against, I believe, Russian Spetsnaz, naval Spetsnaz underwater in like a thunderball fight back then off the Cumbre Vieja because the Russians allegedly were putting nuclear devices underneath it to blow it. And that said blowing of the Cumbre Vieja shelf would create a wall of water that would go from, you know, Nova Scotia, Newfoundland up in there, all the way down to Miami, and go all over the ocean. But let's just talk about the North American coast. And hit from the tip of Maine to the tip of Florida with a wall of water that would be going at about 500 miles an hour and might be as much as 1,000, 600 to 1,200 feet high, traveling up to 400 or 500 miles per hour, and that thing would then go in inland on the east coast of the United States, go inland possibly up to 50 to 100 miles. And that could all be done with a few nukes or tectonic weapons. Now, I told you last week how in an email somebody was telling me about the tectonic the quakes that were happening in Vancouver Island, and prior to that we had 29 palms, and they were all about 4.0s, 4.1s, 3.5, 3.9s, swarms of them. And then how I had written in an email to that individual last week about, well, I guess they didn't, because I'd sent them an email in response to that, but they got a corpus of the email, but no meat on the bone inside the email. It had all been wiped clean because I was talking about the use of tectonic weapons, either by the Russians, Red Chinese, or the harpist, Lucy Harpist of Obama, Valerie Jarrett Soros, and the deep state, you see. The New World Order, the One World Government, Luciferian Rothschilds and Rockefellers and all the different folks, you see. So, thank you there, Crazy Horse. Crazy Horse telling me that that drone can convert its radiation into cobalt-60, rendering the land a lot of problems up to 130 years. It's my information. They can dial it up and down as they want it. They can make it dirty. They can make it undirty. But it also can create a tidal wave or a tsunami off the coast as well. And then the hypersonic weapons, which in April we've got a new hypersonic weapon conclave and symposium to be taking place, I believe, in Virginia, probably at Goddard or somewhere there. The NASA facility or at the Langley or wherever it might be, somewhere in there. Well, we have that type of weaponry and have had it, but it's been manned. And we have an entire systems of weaponry and of spaceships and things, but they're used and utilized under the guise of corporations. Allegedly, like Lockheed Martin or Boeing or Raytheon or Northrop Grumman or, whoever it might be, you see. EIEIO of the Aerospace Corporation with breakaway technology and spacecraft. But you see, that's at a different level that exists above top. We'll be back.
Hello there, and welcome to the bottom of the hour. This is Darren Craddock for Inner Health Botanicals, sole sponsor of the Survive to Thrive Radio Network. Bringing you The Hawk on Thursdays and Fridays, Nurse Amy and Dr. Bones on Tuesdays, and myself with Total Health Freedom on Mondays and Wednesdays. We are all here to keep you informed and tell you more about how to stay healthy and aware. We talk on staying well naturally, being prepared, growing your own, and more. With the right tools, foods, and information, we give you the kind of truth that will set you free. Please support our network.
And yes, ladies and gentlemen, while there is still time, I still suggest that you continue to prepare. To prepare like it could be an EMP, all the power grid down, the computers wiped, and the cars sitting on all the interstates and all the major roads like a big parking lot. And maybe, just maybe, there's enough diesel, enough bulldozer could push them off the edge of the expressways or the freeways to where you might be able to get something that would roll down there. If you've got an old Volkswagen or if you've got an old muscle car, some kind of old Dodge Power Wagon, you got a 69 Ford, you know, F-100 or something, you know. Something with the old points, plugs, distributor cap, generator, what have you. Pre-electronic ignition. But I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, I just feel that we're ready and just getting so close to this thing that you need to prepare continually. You need to have long-term storage food if you can get it still. And if you're already storing it or already stored a lot of it, then you can get some of the inner food or the meal replacement powders. Perhaps if we've got time and if it doesn't go down this weekend. You can also get regular canned food. You can also go out and get some stuff quickly if you can. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you, I thank the good Lord for allowing me to be on this air to have struck blows and continue to strike blows against the enemies of Lord Jesus and to be so wonderfully to be connected to you out there in the audience from sea to shining sea. And even now tonight, bon chance to D&D somewhere in the Indochine, bringing out a great harvest for the Lord. I don't know if it's from the Plain of Jars to the Shan States, from Burma across the entire Golden Triangle. I don't know exactly where D&D are, but let me tell you this. The marvelous harvest for the Lord Jesus is ongoing. And may the Lord Jesus bless you in your endeavors and make a way for you over there and to not have any problems. Or if they come to look for you, you can hide in plain sight, and they will not see you. It reminds me of Dmitri Dudeman. Well, anyway, ladies and gentlemen, pray that the Lord Jesus takes care of the good D&D, D&D who are in somewhere in the old Indochine, bringing out a great harvest for the Lord. And I pray that you would just say what I just told you to say in a prayer and the Lord will know exactly who you're talking about. Now, we also pray tonight for the old Cold War warrior who has had to undergo some procedures to remove some kind of a growth and infection from inside the shoulder and the arm and the neck that has festered. And was that caused perhaps by something that was placed in there a long time ago as he may have been off planet, you see? May have been, was off planet. And did it be allowed to fester by the very VA that he is warned about it and told about it, and they wouldn't do anything about it until it's real bad? Lord Jesus, may you come down and may you touch right now. Lord Jesus, will you touch the Cold War wire and go in and remove the infections, Lord? Remove all of the material that is detrimental. Remove the sepsis. Remove it all and restore the cellular structure there and restore full mobility, movement, strength without any pain to the Cold War wire. In your name I pray, Lord Jesus. Yes, Brother Brett. Brother Brett, I guarantee you, rice and beans, the largest quantity for the money. Absolutely. Go to the old Sam's Club or the old Costco or wherever you want to go. Get your big bag of rice, get your big bag of beans. You can also get you another can of chunky soup, but you better get something while you can, and you better, if you can, think about your relatives who might be local, who might stop by, you know, and that you've got food, you see. And if you don't care for mom and dad, maybe you can say, we'll take your kids in, you know. I don't know, ladies and gentlemen, but it just all seems like we're about at a juncture. If you want to keep old Hawk on the air, you want to keep me swinging and knocking old Lucy in the shins and upside the head with the old ball bat. You want to keep me doing the best I can to keep you informed and to try to be inspirational and to understand that you're out there and that I'm with you and I'm in the same night with you and that I stay up at night because I've had them come to my door and they won't come again, let me tell you. Without any major trouble, and they almost didn't last the last time. You want to keep old Hawk in the air, and I pray that you do, and anything is most needed and welcome. You can send it to Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. God bless the old Kalamazoo ears and all the Minnesota people and the Maine people and all the different people that are out there tonight. God bless you. All the highways, all the different folk. Now, you know, we were talking about the earthquakes in diverse places, weren't we? Alaska today. 6 quake hits Alaska within minutes. Japan, an ally of the United States, which President Trump and Prime Minister Abe had a little discussion the other day, trying to get on the same plate and page as far as next week's visit with the North Koreans in Vietnam, okay? They're going to meet with the North Korean, with Kim Jong-un in Vietnam. But at the same time, we have the whole thing in the Crimean area, in the Ukraine, ready to jump off. We got Venezuela ready to jump off. Cuba ready to jump off. And ladies and gentlemen, never forget that there are Russian submarines, and now Chinese, and now Iranian subs. But let's just say Russians for sure. Off the East Coast, off the West Coast, in the Gulf Coast, and in the Arctic Circle, which is now passable to a greater degree. And that they can launch within, not even have to be the hypersonic. They can launch a standard cruise missile and pop up off the, you know, coast of Maryland or Virginia. Whoosh, there goes D.C., okay? Whoosh, there goes Hampton Roads, Virginia Beach. All the naval facilities. Whoosh, there goes Charleston. Whoosh, there goes New Orleans. Whoosh, San Diego. And they can snapshot that stuff. They can put it up there and put a MIRV over and pop out a bunch of warheads. They got blackjack bombers on La Orquia Island. They can pop up, shoot a cruise missile, boom, 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 or make a bomb run like in the old days, you see. But it ain't that far. They get up over this, you know, off of Venezuela and get up in the Atlantic there, and ooh, man, you got all that whole West Coast, East Coast targeted, you see. Well, nobody would do that because we'd have massive blah, blah, blah. Look up at me. Yeah, well, let me tell you something. Our military is strong and tremendously strong. But you see, it has been hollowed out. And they're always fighting World War II, it seems, or the Vietnam War, and now we're here and now. Ronald Reagan did the Star Wars stuff. And back then, oh, I've read you some of the stuff I've read to you from back in the, you know, the 70s here. Let me see if I've got this old book. Dr. Better, where I've read to you about the war in space, the Battle of the Harvest Moon, and that was in 77 when the Russian cosmodromes or cosmospheres attacked our moon base that we had and took it out. Man, cosmospheres in 77, the Battle of the Harvest Moon. But you see, during that whole time period, the Russians had a lot of devices that were planted in the oceans off of our coastline, and also a lot of suitcase nukes inside, up and down the Blue Ridge and, you know, different places, to take out our things. The Russians have also had them close to large reservoir systems, you know, like dams, you know what I'm saying? Here's something from 1977, from March. Former Congressman John Rarick, in his 377 newsletter, reported, the Soviets are hauling U.S. cargo in intracoastal shipping illegally against the Jones Act. Barges loaded by Soviets have been followed up the river through inland waterways and canals to where their cargoes have even reached the Chicago market. Treasury Secretary Blumenthal waived the Jones Act provisions as supplied to Soviet vessels. And that was back then. You see, we've already had in a situation to where we were in deep doo-doo with the Russians having everything mined and ready to go and with the subs off the coast. And Ronald Reagan bet the ranch, baby, and he bet a whole lot of money on it. And we went and developed in earnest our space assets. If you've ever heard things like rods of God, you know, graphite rods falling down from the heavens that can penetrate way down into bunkers and different places and search out perhaps those mullahs and ayatollahs in Iran to search out those Chinese hachamachos over there in the Beijing, you know, and the Shanghai. In the deep underground bases, to search out perhaps the Ruskies in the Mount Yamanatu or whatever we got over there in the Caucasus, which is so huge, huge underground facilities, tremendous. And they have that for a large percent of the population, a larger percent of people are involved in that with supplies. But you see, the old U.S. Civil defense was taken down. I haven't told you that allegedly the FBI or somebody came to visit a guy that I knew owned a building in this area up in here in the suburban Kansas City market. And he actually didn't own the building, but he leased the building from somebody. But it had a sub-basement that had been a civil defense thing, and all the stuff was down there clear up into the early 2000s. And they sent somebody to come in and to review it and look at it. And the first question, of course, the junior G-men asked him, have you been down there touching any of this stuff? The guy says, no. I called somebody years ago and told him that it was there and what to do with it. So I left it alone. Well, you better not have. We're going to inventory all of it. So they go down there. This is in the early 2000s. And they take out the civil defense stuff from a sub-basement in a suburban strip center, all right? We used to have 2-3 years' worth of food up here in the Kansas City in the limestone underground storage, the largest underground storage facilities in the world, North Kansas City. Drive trains up in there, whole cities underground. Warehouses, trucks going in and out. You see, and it used to be filled. Old Eisenhower had it filled with everything to feed America back then. But you don't have that now. You have them putting back stuff for continuity of government and for the, you know, the hobnobs of the hobnob and the generals, the admirals, and the, you know, the power structure and the politicians and all of the deep underground bases in D.C. in that area for Congress and for the shadow government, you see, Sidar and all of those kind of places. And the underground railroad trains that are maglev, that's a whole technology that you don't even know about, really. But you could go from Fort Huachuca, you see, or go from, let's say, Fort Leavenworth, Kansas, maybe. Maybe you could even access it from an elevator from a secret door inside an old building on a golf course. Go down to the old station, get on that, and whoosh, be in Arizona if you didn't have any stops, maybe. be down there in about an hour and a half. Oh, that's 1,200 miles, huh? Okay. Vacuum tube technology all over the underground, all over the planet, all over the world. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to tell you what. I just. And now the ISIS woman, whose parents were, you know, diplos from somewhere, was born, I believe, in New Jersey and then went to college or went to school in Alabama. And I'm going to tell you what, she wants to go back because she made a mistake. Well, believe you me, she can just have her ISIS baby and all of her past and all of her blood and gore and guts that she advocated against America and leave my old buddies in the kudzu. Leave old buddies in the kudzu, old Beryl and all them guys down there. Just leave them alone because they ain't going to be fooled by any of the wiles because she would go and come. And even if she went to jail, it would be an infecton of ISIS filth and death and destruction. Let her reap her whirlwind in the land and caliphate that she went to live in as she renounced any claim to citizenship. Oh, ladies and gentlemen. Now, you see the Jussie Smollett thing. You see how they had to bring up and quickly get a quote-unquote, in my opinion, quote-unquote, allegedly, in my opinion, an MK Ultra type skinhead in the Coast Guard, 49-year-old Hassan, Hasson, Hassan. I wonder if he has any Middle East background of the type of Middle Easterners who favored Adolf Hitler and those people, you see. Back during the day in the 30s and 40s. The Arabs and the Muslims were right on with old Hitler because he was into chopping heads, you see, and killing a lot of people and kill all the Jews, kill all these people, you see. Now, what they're really selling you also, and they show, oh, well, he had 15 weapons and he had a sniper rifle and he had this and that. Well, if you look at him, he's got some M4s and AR-15s modified, you know, tricked up with all the nice goodies on them. But I didn't hear them say that he had any fully automatic weapons and he had, oh, over 1,000 rounds of ammo. Well, how come he had so little? He never been to any good old gun nuts house in Texas? Or Southern Missouri, or, you know, Idaho, or Colorado, or Pennsylvania, or Upper Peninsula, Michigan, or wherever. Or even in old Providence, Rhode Island, where an old guy, an old sergeant once said, Hawk, do you think 75,000 rounds is enough. I think it was 75 or 80,000, whatever, rounds enough. And I said, I don't know. Knowing where you live and how you're surrounded now, you may not be able to get out of there with that amount, you know. But you can make a good stand. So what they're trying to do, you see, he's got this drug, tramadol or whatever, and they have the human growth hormones. And supposedly studying this guy over in Brevard or whatever in the Scandinavian countries that took out a lot of people on a Nazi kind of MK Ultra crazy deal, you see. But they had to bring him up. And then if you look into the details in it, they've been watching what he's been clicking on. On his computer, his searches and stuff, since 2017. Okay? That means they've been tuning this guy up for quite some time. Been tuning him up for quite some time, you see. It isn't like it just all of a sudden they caught him. It's just that they decided to roll him out right now. From January 2017 to January 2019, the defendant, Hassan, conducted online searches and made thousands of visits for pro-Russian, neo-fascist, and neo-Nazi literature, according to court documents. Now, he did talk about trying to kill a lot of people and all of that. But the only reason these guns are illegal, he's got some handguns, some battle rifles, and they said a sniper rifle. Well, it's a nice long distance rifle with a scope, you see. Then he also had a .22 and the shotguns and a few semi-automatic pistols and a few revolvers. And he had body armor. All of those things are good to have and perfectly legal as long as he's obtained them legally, according to our laws, and then by the Constitution, you have the right to bear arms. Now, what's interestingly enough, Idaho Senate opens the door to gun confiscation orders with Senate Joint Resolution 101 vote. Idaho State Senate stunned the citizens of Idaho yesterday by opening the possibility of Idaho implementing gun confiscation orders, better known as red flag laws. States across the country continue to push through red flag gun confiscation orders. Bloomberg and his cronies with the Moms Demand Action are dumping millions of dollars in the right to fight to destroy the Second Amendment. Red flag laws are dangerous because there is no conviction required to confiscate the gun owner's firearms. This is like a version of the old Siberia Bill back in the 50s. You know, your ex-wife, third cousin's daughter could say, I think he's a danger to other people and himself. Go down and talk to the cops. And the cops say, or the shrink says, yeah, that's good. Maybe we should put him on ice for a year or two in the booby hatch, all right? And, of course, we got to take all the weapons. There's no arrest of the gun owner even being accused. No indictment of the gun owner being accused, and usually no notification that the gun owner's firearms are about to be confiscated. Don't go into their Luciferian knife without a fight. The AI is working that in to counteract Smollett, you see. And at the same time, we may go to war. You better come out and get some extra handguns tonight and some extra ammo and whatever. Mighty men and women about our use your high technology from the people. Like, oh, it's the pandemic. Adam. Jerk it. And to my old friend up there, inmate who's got a 338 named Noreen. Good night. God. Ooh.